بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, on the authority of Abu Sayyid al-Khudri رضي الله عنه, he said, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, whosoever of you sees an evil, let him change it with his hand. And if he is not able to do so, then let him change it with his tongue. And if he is not able to do so, then with his heart. And that is the weakest of faith. In this hadith, which I will repeat, on the authority of Abu Sayyid al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he said, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, whosoever of you sees an evil, let him change it with his hand. And if he is not able to do so, then let him change it with his tongue. And if he is not able to do so, then with his heart. And that is the weakest of faith. And this is in Sahih Muslim. In this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us a very important thing, which is the fundamental basis of the formation of society, which is the enjoining and the encouraging and the supporting of good and the discouraging and the stopping of evil. This does not relate only to what is halal and haram in Islam. It relates to all kinds of good and all kinds of evil, which may not be from halal and haram, but they are still good and they are still evil. And in this, Rasulullah ﷺ showed us two things, or told us two things that we need to do. One is to stop it with our hand, which is to actually take action to stop that evil and do whatever we need to do in terms of spending our resources, in terms of spending and making effort, which is the meaning of stopping with your hand. The second thing he said is that if you are unable to stop it with your hand, meaning that if the evil is of a kind which is beyond your control, then he said, speak out against it. Stop it with your tongue means to speak out against it, not to remain silent, but to speak out against it. And the last one he said, and this is not an option, he said, this is where change with your heart, meaning you hate that thing in your heart. You regret it, you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that particular thing which is happening, you are very unhappy about it, and this is in your heart. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if that is all you can do, which is that you just feel bad about it, you have not spoken out against it, and you have not stopped it, then this is a sign of the weakness of your iman. So this is not, there are not three options, only two options, which is stop with your hand or speak against it. The third one is a default situation where you can't do the two things, so you hate it in your hand. I submit to you that there is no option of participating in that bad thing. This is an important thing, because today we seem to think that if you can't stop something, then you participate in it. You talk about it, but you participate in it. Where is the option? If you are hating something in your heart, what will you do? You will not take part in that, because you hate it. Otherwise, what is the meaning of hating? If I say I hate something, if I say I hate cricket, but you see me in every cricket match, you see me sitting in front of the TV watching, then where is the question of hating? I mean, if you say you hate something, then you don't participate in it. So, very important for us to understand, two options, stop with your hand or speak out against it. And the third one, when you say you hate it, obviously you do not participate in that. If you are participating in the evil, then you are part of the evil. You are part of the problem, you are not part of the solution. Similarly, in Riyadh Salihin, Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu anhu, he is reported from Rasulullah ﷺ. He said, Rasulullah ﷺ said, the first defect in religion which affected the Bani Israel in the way was that a man would meet another man and say to him, "Fear Allah and abstain from what you are doing, because this is not lawful for you." So one man who had some knowledge would meet somebody else doing something wrong, and he would speak against it. He would tell him, "Look, don't do this. What you are doing is wrong, and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Then he would meet him the next day, and he would find no change in him, meaning the man is still doing what he was doing. But this would not prevent the first man from eating with him, drinking with him, or sitting in his assemblies. So what are we saying here? Even though this first man who has knowledge knows that what is happening is wrong, and even though he may have told this first person one time, "Look, don't do this," but then he is not abstaining from that. He is himself participating in it, because he is going there, he is eating their food, he is drinking their water, he is doing something, he is sitting in their gathering, he is sitting there in their assemblies, which means that he is part of that. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when it came to this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala led their hearts into evil ways on account of their association with others. And then he recited the ayat from the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the meaning of the ayat is, those among the children of Israel who disbelieved were cursed by the tongue of Dawood and Isa, son of Maryam. That was because they disobeyed Allah and the messengers and were ever transgressing beyond bounds. They used not to forbid one another from the munkar, which is evil and wrongdoing, which they committed. Vile and bad indeed was what they used to do. You see, many of them taking the disbelievers as their awliya, as their friends and protectors. Evil indeed is that which their own selves have sent forward before them. For that reason, Allah's wrath fell upon them, and in torment will they abide. And had they believed in Allah and in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and in what has been revealed to him, never would they have taken them, meaning the disbelievers, as awliya, as protectors and helpers. But many of them are the fasiqoon, which means they are rebellious and disobedient. And this is surah number 5, 78 to 81. And then he sallallahu alaihi wasallam continued, and he said, "No, by Allah, you either enjoin good and forbid evil and catch hold of the hand of the oppressor and persuade him to act justly and stick to the truth." He is saying this is like using an oath. He is saying, "No, but by Allah." He's taking an oath by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's saying, "No, but by Allah, you either enjoin good and forbid evil and catch hold of the hand of the oppressor and persuade him to act justly and stick to the truth, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will involve the hearts of some of you with the hearts of others and will curse you as he cursed them." And this is the hadith in Abu Dawood and Tirmidhi. And in Tirmidhi, there is a slightly different wording, which is also, I have given it in the text, so inshallah you will see it. The issue here is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying very clearly and telling us very clearly what we need to do when we see evil happening in society. But the first and foremost thing to remind ourselves is the ayat which I mentioned yesterday, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, qulu qawlan sadida." Allah said, "O you who believe, speak the truth." So the truth of the matter, first and foremost, is that we need to look at ourselves. Yes, we must stop evil happening in society. If somebody is doing something wrong, we must speak out against it. We must try to persuade them, we must try to stop them. If they won't listen, then speak out against it. And then definitely, without a doubt, boycott that. Don't go there, don't meet them, don't sit with them, don't participate in that, because it makes no sense. If you are going to go there and participate in that, then you are part of that. You are not, then you can't say that you are different. You are the same. Because you are participating. Whatever the reason, you can say, oh, but you see, they are my relatives, they are my friends. There is no relative and there is no friend when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one of the biggest problems that we fall into. And this is which is the test of our iman and we fail. Where when somebody tells us something is wrong, you will still do it and you will say, no, but you see, my relatives are saying this. My friends are saying this. Then you are like the Yahud. You are like the Bani Israel. Where you have fallen into that same trap, and as Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, even though you know it is right, you are still sitting with them, you are still doing what they are telling you to do, because you say that they are my relatives. What relatives? If the relative is leading you to the fire, you will go to the fire. If the relative is taking you to Jahannam, you want to go to Jahannam? What relative? The relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes before everybody else. This is something we have to decide. Is this true for us or not? Or do you want to say my relationship with Allah is after my relationship with other people? Make up your mind, decide. Because it can't be both, right? You can't have Allah first and last. It's either one or the two. So if my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more important than my relationship with everybody else, then it means that any time there is an order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will obey that first. And if there is something which somebody else wants me to do, or which my own nafs wants me to do, then I will disobey that. This is the only possibility for the Muslim. Anything else, then he is acting against his faith. He is acting differently from his faith. Because if you put your own nafs, and that's why I said we have to ask ourselves this question. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, qulu qawlan sadida. Speak the truth. So the truth, first truth we have to speak to ourselves is, where am I in this? It's not a matter of what somebody else is doing. Somebody else is doing is a different issue. We have to stop them also. But first and foremost, ask yourself, where am I in this? Am I obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not? Because if I am not obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then, you should still tell others. I mean, it's not to say that you should not tell others even if you are not obeying. But irrespective of that, the fact is that if you are not obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the moral authority which with you can speak is obviously less. So therefore, the first and foremost thing to do is to speak to the man in the mirror. Go and stand in the mirror. Look in front of the mirror and speak to the man in the mirror. And straighten ourselves. Our own life must be straightened. And then at the same time, it's not to say that only when I become perfect, I will tell others. No. While you are doing that, also speak to others. Those who you know, those who you can influence. It is no use talking about people and saying, this is what so-and-so is doing, that's what so-and-so is doing. Go and speak to that person. Speak to that person. Tell that person, what you are doing is wrong. You know it is wrong. Why are you doing it? Don't do it. Stop that person. And if you cannot stop that person, definitely do not participate in what they are doing. Because if you participate in what they are doing, then you are finished, you are sunk, because you are part of that. And your name will be written with them. As simple as that. And I am not saying it, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said it. So there, because the whole issue of saying I am so weak that I cannot stop somebody and I cannot speak out against it, but I hold it, I hold it as evil in my heart. If you are holding it as evil in your heart, then how do you participate in that? Very sadly, today we see these examples in the Muslim Ummah. That is why Rasul Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us all of these stories of the Bani Israel in the Quran. Because this is the Ummah which came before us. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if they went into a lizard hole, you will go into the same lizard hole. He said, you will imitate them, you will be like them. This is not a bashara, this is a warning that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us. He said, do not be like them, because we know what happened to them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cursed them. The Anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cursed them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised them Jahannam. Is that what we want for ourselves? And that's why sometimes when people say, no, we must learn from the Jews. See how they are controlling the world. You say, you want to learn from the Jews? People have been cursed by Dawud and Ibn Maryam. Isa Ibn Maryam. You want to learn from them? What? What do you want to learn? How to get to Jahannam? Go learn. That is where they went. So go learn how to get to Jahannam. We must think what we say. We just talk without thinking. Anyway, that's an aside. But I'm saying, as far as this is concerned, we must be very clear in our minds. I think it's high time we stand up and stop people from doing wrong. It's high time we speak out against it. It's very, very high time that we stop participating in something which is wrong. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us courage and to stop us from being munafiqeen, from being having nifaq, and from behaving like munafiqeen. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلِيهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ.